Thank you very much, both of you, for agreeing to talk to me. I want to talk to you today about the Overplayers Panther. Maybe you could introduce yourselves and let me know what it is, your roles you are playing.
I'm Jack, and I'm the director and choreographer of this year's pantomime.
OK.
And I'm Helen, and I'm the producer.
Well, maybe, Helen, we could start with you. How long have you been involved with Overplayers?
Oh, since about 1999, from Calamity Jane was my first show.
Right. Then you were on stage?
Yes, I was cast as a cowboy, as we were a little short of men that year.
You had to actually sing as a cowboy?
I had to sing, act, walk as a cowboy, and it drove me to contact lenses as I looked like the Milky Bar Kid.
How difficult were some of these roles that you had to play in the past?
I tend to do character roles, so I could be baddies or goodies. I have been a tree with the Overplayers, and I've also played a variety of small animals, including Dick Whittington's cat and the horse last year.
Is it difficult to play a small animal?
No such thing as small parts, only small actors. So you just have to focus on being the best tree or the best animal you can possibly be.
That's perfect. OK, so perhaps, as your producer, you can tell us a little bit about what a producer does.
Well, there isn't really a job description, but I was thinking about it, I'm really a cross between a project manager and an agony aunt.
So you're supporting Jack, really, in this?
Yes, I press the iPad, I buy him Coke. Occasionally, if he wants to discuss something, then we'll talk as well about what... and as a general sounding board, because it's his creative vision.
OK. And is this... do you get involved in the sort of basic background in the production?
There's a huge amount of paperwork involved. We will have about 60 people involved, both cast and crew. We will have something like over 800 people come to see this show and a budget that runs into several thousand pounds. So it's about making sure everything is in the right place, the right time, and everybody's working together to bring the show together.
Excellent. Thank you, Helen. So, Jack, is this your first experience of Panto?
This isn't my first experience. It is my second experience. My first experience was last year just choreographing for the Overplayers.
And you came back.
I came back indeed.
And joined us.
I came back in a even bigger role, taking on the directing and choreography this year.
So what can the audiences expect this year?
A lot of laughs, definitely. It's a really fun, lively script with a couple of kind of nice, exciting twists as we go through the story.
OK, so the story, is it very similar to the Disney or is it quite significantly different?
The reason I chose this Beauty and the Beast script was because it was quite different. Mm-hmm. I think it gave me the scope to be quite different from what the Disney story tells us because everyone knows and loves it, so this gives me just that chance to make you know and love it in a slightly different way, I think.
So is it more for the original French, basic French story?
I think so, yes, yeah. Definitely.
OK. I noticed there's a little bit of French at the beginning.
Oh, yes, we've got to love a good bit of French, so start brushing up on your French.
Exactly. Now, I understand you're actually a dancer by profession, so how difficult is it to direct the cast and actually do the choreography at the same time?
It's been all right so far. I think it's given me some advantages and some disadvantages. Like, just seeing how people move and how people interact has been really... is something that I'm quite strong with, and the dance background definitely helps with that. I think it's also going to be a bit of a challenge as we get more into the nitty-gritty of it and making sure that everyone sticks to what they've been set and stuff
So during workshop... has there been some people have sort of developed a character during a workshop session?
Definitely, yeah. So the first few sessions were about getting everybody up and everyone trying everything. Mm. It was a very collaborative process, which is one of the key ways that I like to work. It's not so much of me just coming in and going, this is how it's going to be. It's more about talking to the actors, okay, seeing what they want to bring to the role, and then me trying to guide that vision and bring it all together.
So, and you and Helen have had discussions about these?
All sorts of things.
Countless discussions already.
I mean, getting everybody together on stage with the scenery and the set and the music and the dancing is choreography in itself.
Yeah, yeah. Making sure that everybody's standing in the right order to go on stage as well.
Indeed.
Yeah. And actually, down to that, I mean, do you block out these beforehand or are they all in your head?
The dances are all very strictly choreographed before I start, so it's a lot of me dancing in the kitchen, kind of figuring out the best way to move. The scenes, like I say, they're all roughly blocked of what I'd like to see, but then it's on how the actors feel that it needs to go as well, and then it's kind of me taking that information, putting the two together and getting the best version out of them all.
And there's also quite a lot of tradition with pantomime. For example, the baddie always comes on from stage left.
Always?
Always.
Always.
Is that right?
Yes.
So you have the good fairy and the bad fairy, and the bad fairy always comes on from stage left.
That's correct.
Yes.
Well, we'll have to watch out for that. Thank you very much, both of you. It's a delight to talk to you, and we look forward to a fantastic show.
Thank you very much.
Candy.
Thank you.